This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Buffalo Bills are the most expensive ticket in the NFL this week.
So yeah, you're talking going up against like the Giants, the Jets, which are always notoriously like you can't get into a Giants. Yeah, like you can't buy a seat in Giants Stadium for what?
No, so San Francisco, actually Giants and Jets tickets are kind of reasonable.
Oh, I suppose that could possibly even get in.
San Francisco, Dallas, Tampa Bay.
Higher than all them.
Yes.
Like Kansas City.
Yes. Right now, the get-in-the-door price for the Bills game this weekend against the Steelers, in the door, is $282.
And where would I be sitting for that ticket?
Corner, top,
three. Like, top.
So, Kimmy, you were looking at tickets for the game this
weekend. Yeah, we have a couple friends that wanted to go. They don't have season tickets, so they were keeping an eye on things throughout the week, and they were hoping that, like, you know, the closer to the day, maybe they'd drop a little bit. Like, just to get into the stadium.
Sure.
They're not looking for anything fancy. And they just keep going
up. So basically $600 for a couple to go to a game ticket.
Oh, okay. And that's, okay, that's pre-fees.
That's just my ass in a chair.
Let's just put it this way.
Right.
If you take a family of four.
You can't.
To the cheapest ticket, if you can find four of those tickets, Sunday is going to cost you $1,128 before fees.
Kiss my ass, I ain't going.
And that's before you paid for gas, parking, and have taken a single bite of food. That ticket.
It's impossible.
That ticket is so expensive, Tom.
How pricey is it, Pat?
It's actually higher than what the cheapest ticket to get in the door for the primetime Monday Night Football home opener was. Those tickets were less expensive on the secondary market.
So why does it keep going up every week? You would think of a kind of plateau.
So
I mean, you know they're supposed to be good.
Well, but
this isn't like a surprise season.
Well, last season in the middle of the year, the Bills kind of hit a wall. They were almost 500, or they were 500 at one point.
Yeah.
So that's when the tickets started to fall. This week, there also might be an additional reason for this. You're playing Pittsburgh, and there are a lot of Pittsburgh fans that go to every NFL stadium.
Okay.
However, the price of every Bills game on the secondary market has gone up the last 2 weeks, and it's putting people in a very problematic spot.
Such as?
Well, it's amazing to see a team when they're good.
Yeah.
Right? So you want to be there.
They ain't that good. They ain't $1,000 to family. There ain't a reason to spend $1,000 in Buffalo unless I got an organ for me.
Over $1,000.
Over.
I mean, if we're talking food, gas, these four tickets.
It's a crap-ass stadium. It's not even a nice stadium.
I love that stadium. You
can
keep saying all the bad things.
Like, but it's like a raggedy-ass old stadium.
But you're there to watch a game. I mean, how much more do you want out of it?
I don't want spina bifida sitting one of them.
You won't be sitting.
Man, what kind of junk-ass seat is all the way up top?
It's a bench seat. You're such
a
bitch.
There's probably like a dead bird on it. Some homeless guy living underneath there. He's paying $600.
The phone number is 222-6000. Look, despite all of this, the game is sold out this weekend.
That's amazing.
And folks are flying, ready to go to this game. How are you justifying spending this money on tickets?
You can't.
People are doing it.
If you had the bank, you'd already be a season ticket holder. So this means this is a whim. You're not a season ticket holder type of person.
Yes.
So that means it would be somebody like a me who decides all of a sudden – I want to go spend $1,000 when I wouldn't spend the $300 a season to go watch before.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, there are people that would love to have season tickets. You just can't commit to every weekend. There are diehard Bills fans that just can't swing season tickets.
For work reasons.
But all of a sudden, I got a grand. Even just take my wife and I, empty nesters, drive, like you said, $600 for the seats. You're looking at an $800 day.
Yes, you are.
$800
to see a team that the Bills are favored to beat by 14 points. Like,
yeah,
it's not even supposed
to be
a
blowout bum game.
Knocking on wood, everybody. Relax. Everybody relax. I mean, you want to be there for at least one. And we know what this season has the potential to be. So if the Bills do what everyone hopes they're going to do, you get to say, I was there and I watched. And every moment, there's going to be a moment in every game that like goes down in history if the Bills make this run. Right?
All right, so their next primetime game is going to be Sunday night, end of the month, Green Bay at home.
October 30th, yeah.
What's that scene?
Kimmy, would you pull up what's
so now you got Aaron Rodgers coming to town.
Yeah, yeah, in primetime.
You would think if I spent $1,000, I'd get a meet and greet with Aaron Rodgers. But no.
Okay.
That seat's got to be $2,000.
Well, no. It's possible those tickets are less expensive, although Green Bay fans do travel too, and there's a ton
of them. But it's also a primetime Sunday night game. Yes. Everybody wants to be cool.
You're right.
I was there, man.
Well, if you say it like that, you're not cool. You sound like a guy who's trying to go undercover as a hippie that is not good at it.
Okay.
All right, as you're doing that, I just got a text from one of my hockey family friends. Mm-hmm. They said that hotels in Buffalo this weekend are $500 to $600 a room. They have a tournament and we're going to stay, but they decided to go back and forth.
Wait, they're whacking – man, they are just gouging.
Well, it's
– what pieces of crap?
Well, that's not the Pegulas. And here's the thing. It's not even the Pegulas selling the tickets on the secondary market, right? These are people that
just
have
– gouging dicks.
Yes, gouging dicks.
But that's what they are, man. If you're jacking up – what room in Buffalo is worth $600 a night?
That's called capitalism, bro. It's worth what you'll pay for it.
I told you the last game. What was the last game they played in Buffalo?
Tennessee,
thank you. The last game, a friend of mine and her cousin went to the game, and they were like, maybe we'll try to find a hotel room so we don't have to make that drive at the end of the night. All they could find were people renting out their like a room in their house to people who wanted to stay.
So they
overnight.
Would be there while you're sleeping.
So they this yeah
How
it would
creepy
be it was like
that?
A family home, and they could like rent out a room in this home, but that's all that was available around the stadium at that time.
All right, the phone number is 222-6000. I see you guys trying to get in. We are talking about how this week the Bills have the most expensive ticket in the NFL. The cheapest ticket in the door right now for Sunday is $282. A family of four before fees that would cost $1,128.
And that's up in the jerk section, right?
Yeah.
Where the drunks and the people that get crazy.
Not necessarily. Like, you have these
rough-ass section.
I would think if you're spending that much money on a ticket, you're not going to get a lot of those people.
No, but the people that really have those tickets for that, and let's say they decide to go to the game,
yeah,
those are some rough-ass people.
I mean, no.
You're talking about, like, a lot of convicts.
Kimmy,
junkies.
What is the cheapest ticket for Green Bay?
Okay, so on Ticketmaster, the cheapest ticket for the Green Bay game right now for two tickets, this is the price per ticket.
Okay.
$370.
Okay, so it's actually lower than it is right now. So if you want
right
to go to that
now.
Game, jump on it.
Okay.
Buy the dip, as Tommy would
all
say.
Right. Oh, yeah, this is big dip.
Here's the other weird part.
Mm.
Like, I mean, you're spending all this money for a 9-hour experience.
Well,
I mean, look, you're
but most of those 9 hours you don't want.
Well, 9 a.m. tailgating and then leaving the lot at like 5 or 6, right? Can you find something else for a family of four that would cost over $1,000 that's only a 9-hour
no,
experience?
No, I can't.
Because you can legit take a vacation with a family of four for a couple of days with $1,400.
Yes, you could.
Right?
And by the way, if you're tailgating, that's more expense.
Yeah.
Like, you're not just going to the game. Now, if I got to buy all that, and then let's say I'm like you're an experienced tailgater. I got to go buy all that stuff.
You can just go buy a couple of subs.
Yeah, you don't have to grill out.
Or find a friend. Everybody knows someone that's going to be at that game. Somebody else has got a grill.
Usually,
bring your own hamburgers.
Like, if you're going with a group, y'all split it.
Okay.
Yeah, but let's say I don't.
You all.
Miss West Virginia.
I said you all.
Y'all.
You all.
Y'all going to the Bills game this weekend?
Buying some Johnsonville brats.
West Virginia, Mount Kimmy, y'all going.
But yeah, I guess the more people you go with, the better, the lower the cost is for
but
you.
But you're not
the more,
at
the
that price.
The more people you can pack into that car to split the parking
She's right.
fee.
She's right about that.
You'll see people get out with like, you know, what
Clown
looks like
car.
A car that could fit 5 people, 8 people get out
God,
of it.
This sounds like so much not fun.
All right, phone number is 226,000. People have been waiting patiently. The Bills have the most expensive ticket in the NFL this weekend. Get in the door price for the worst seat in the place is $282. Tom is on CMF. Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
Hey, bud, how we doing?
Good, Tom, what's up?
So, I have tickets this weekend. Me and my buddy bought them. Somebody had to have been trying to get rid of them because we got two tickets in the end zone at section 101, row 4.
Okay. Ooh.
For $300.
Man, you lucked the hell out of that.
I would flip. I would sell them.
We're thinking about it, but at the end of the day, he's a massive Steelers fan, and he wants to see Kenny Pickett's first start.
Yeah, that'll be fun for him for about 6 minutes.
His first and last start?
Yeah.
You can watch his career start and end in the same
spot. We're going to murder him.
Don't sell the tickets, man. You're going to be happier going to the game than with the money in your pocket. At the end of the year.
Take the money, brother. Screw him.
No, we're probably going to go. I also have tickets to the Green Bay game, too.
Damn. So did you get them, like, months ago?
I bought them when they were still, like, right when the season started.
Okay, well, that's good. That was a smart move. You bought on the dip, as you like to say.
Yes. Kevin.
Yeah.
Right. I might resell those ones, though, because I bought them for, I think, $360, and three rows back, they're going for about $850.
Oh, done. Tom. Done. Yeah. Tom, you want to be there for Aaron Rodgers in prime time. But thank you for the call. I really appreciate it, man. Have a good rest of the day.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
All right, there you go, buddy. You want to know how insane this is?
Mm.
I have my season tickets that I've had for years.
Yeah.
I have two tickets. Mm. They are three rows from the field on the 25-yard line. And what I pay about $1,200 for the whole
season.
And that's including the preseason.
And there's going to be some ass up all the way up by the clock that paid that for one game. It may be the only game he ever goes to.
Well, here's the thing, though, man. Like, Bill season ticket holders that have been hanging on, and I know you're out there throughout the drought and all that stuff, you finally got to a spot.
It's finally paying off.
Well, no, seriously, Kimmy.
Literally.
Kimmy, you know, because I'm never going to sell them, but I get to be there for unbelievable prices. Kimmy, there were games for years in December, last one of the year, where I was going by myself because nobody wanted to go with me. And I looked like an idiot. Well, who's the idiot now?
Okay.
Or it wasn't even worth trying to sell them some years ago.
You were getting $10 a seat for an $80 face value ticket.
Okay, here's what I don't want to hear anymore, okay, from any of y'all. I don't want to hear blue-collar NFL team, $1,000 you're going to blow on this team.
No,
please.
I think.
I don't want to hear about bad economy.
That one's fine. That statement is fine.
That ain't blue-collar at $1,000 in party plan.
No, I think it is. I think these are people that this is the money they're going to spend all season long.
That's what they want you to think, bro.
I know these people going. I'm with these people in the parking lot. They're not getting out of
it. It doesn't seem like, the fan base has changed.
Arvian.
We got busted-ass, old-ass RVs, man. My dad had two RVs that didn't move at one point.
He had two RVs.
They didn't move.
Well, those are called mobile homes.
They were throwing fan belts and, like, hitting troopers on the face as we were driving up to the game every weekend. 222-6000. Chris is on CMF. Hey, Chris. How are you, buddy?
Good. How's it going?
Goodbye.
I actually bought the tickets for the Packers and Bills game around the same time your last caller did. I got them a few weeks back for right around the same price for two of them. My wife ended up finding a hotel in Buffalo, and that cost almost as much, around $350 for, two tickets at $700 each. But we have a lot of friends in Buffalo. I'm a diehard Packers fan. Turns out the reason I became a diehard Packers fan is a big scumbag who's ripping people off for welfare, but that's not, that has nothing to do with the game coming up.
All right.
So, it's worth it. I grew up going to Jim Kelly football camps. I'm around your age, Duffy.
I hate you, but loved
the Bills back in the day. And, there's no way I was going to miss arguably two of the greatest quarterbacks you could ever watch play football live in front of my face when it's only an hour and a half away.
So hold on. So what is this whole night?
I justified spending the money because I got to see these guys.
So he said he paid about $300 for the pair of tickets, about $350 for the hotel. So right now you're in at about around
$700.
Okay.
And no. It was $350 a ticket each.
Oh, one ticket. So now
we're at a grand already.
Okay, you're at a grand, and then you got to do food. You're going to be bringing beer or drinking inside the game. So you're looking at a $1,300 night there, Chris?
Close to it. I got a few family members that are season ticket holders, so I get to tailgate semi, free and drink some booze for free, so I don't got to bring so much. But
this is mooch, Chris.
somewhat. Hey, I don't ever get to go. They invited me, and I was like, you know what? I'll spend the money. Let's do this. And then I got some old work buddies that'll be there. They get their whole camper set up, and it's going to be a good time. I there's no way I couldn't justify spending money to watch. I'm a diehard Packers fan. I got to watch Aaron Rodgers before he calls it quits. And I don't know if I'll ever make it.
That
to
was two years ago, bro. That guy's a nut.
Chris.
Well, he did his ayahuasca and won two MVPs. Come on.
He is taking psychedelic drugs now. Chris, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Kimmy, somebody just tweeted at us that the get-in-the-door price for Green Bay right now is actually $418.
I'm seeing two tickets right now for $370 a piece.
Okay, still. I don't know. Pounce
at $370 a ticket.
Well, bro, it's going to go up. If the Bills keep winning, they're going to, knock on wood.
I know.
A pretty good chance this weekend. I mean, that Kansas City game's a toss-up, and then you got a bye week, and you're playing Green Bay.
I guess maybe with fees it would be that.
I'm looking at it. I mean, he screenshotted it. It doesn't matter. None of this matters.
It's still too much.
All right, so can I ask a question?
What?
All right. So, you know, I told you that I pay face value for my tickets because I have season tickets.
Yeah.
And if I'm taking a friend, do I charge them the face value? Or do I get to charge them what the ticket's going for on the secondary market?
Do you want my...
I'm asking you.
My lie answer?
I'm asking you sincerely. What would you do?
I would go get the money, man.
Wait, so I'm going to have to look at a friend and tell him, give me $800 to come with me to a Bills game?
It's what it's worth.
But
I'm guessing your friend's not going to go with you.
Yeah.
You're going to charge that.
Is it worth
If you were popular, you could probably pull that off.
No, I would stop being popular if I told my friends, give me $800.
You never were popular.
Is it worth going alone to make $800 and sitting next to a random stranger?
Yes.
Yeah, but $800? Do you want to know what somebody goes to a Bills game alone is like?
But you don't know that. Somebody will be sitting there.
Look, Kimmy,
Who cares?
No, I'm saying that person that bought the ticket is going alone.
Yeah, but if it's the only way I can get in, I've done that before. I've gone to multiple sporting events alone, and I'm
super
cool.
Especially now, it wouldn't be that weird.
Yeah. I would do it.
But you got to sit next to a stranger.
So what? One of your stupid ass
buddies. I can't believe you're fine with that.
Hey, man, hey, check it out. I like your hair. Can I touch it?
Like, what if you get stuck next to a Tommy?
I'm quiet. I don't do anything.
Everybody sit down.
Well, I would like people to sit down so I can see, goddammit.
We'll take one more real quick. Photo is 226,000. Mark, I got like 30 seconds, brother. What do you got for us?
Let's go, Duffalo's. Hey, 574 in Tampa last year in December.
Was that per ticket or for two?
Per ticket, four throw up from the field in the Buffalo end zone.
I'm in Tampa.
Well, it was a great game to see, though. I mean,
A great game. Second half was awesome.
But you paid that money to be four rows from the field. I mean, these seats we're talking about in Buffalo, these are corner,
no pirate
last
ship,
row.
Nothing.
No. The seats around anywhere in that area started at 574. They were up in 1,000 when I bought mine.
Man, it's nuts. It's nuts. Well,
it's crazy, but it was worth it.
You going on Sunday?
No.
Why is he flew to Tampa? That's not an out-of-the-way question.
No, did you see the prices?
That's what we've been talking about for 15 minutes.
Listen, my granddaughter's a Steelers fan. She'd love to go, but I'm not doing that.
I don't love you that much, honey.
No.
Mark,
you guys have a great day. See ya.
Thanks, brother. Have a good rest of the day.
Man, people are the money. I don't get it. You're not going to get the experience you think you're going to get.
No, that's not true. I
guess, though, if you're looking to just see this team at least once in person this year, you justify spending the money.
And by the way, if you spend that $800, whatever, they better win it effing all, man. All.
Well, that's
because, let's say you don't, and you're going to feel so stupid if they get blown out of the first round.
Oh, my God. Why?
Lighthouse Boy shows up.
Oh, here we go. Now, Tommy, you're great. Look, he's been missing on his picks the last 2 weeks, and now he's acting out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.